We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, back here on OMF. By the way, we're giving away a trip to Aruba. Yeah, we're going to give the code word coming up at 4:30 today. We're going to do it for this week and next week, and then a week from Saturday, we'll broadcast the first spring training game of the season for the Boston Red Sox against the Tampa Bay Rays. And during that game, we'll give away the final code word for you, and somebody could win a terrific trip down to Aruba for five nights and 6 days.
Oh, man. How do we get invited on that trip?
Can we? Like, why?
You want to go with us?
I think we should throw that in.
Why is it always
it's about
you?
Wait, did I say me or we?
Yeah.
But you said we. I said, how can we?
We should do the show from Aruba.
I said, I'm including you in this scenario.
You're being charitable. You're giving it away to a listener.
I know, but I feel like wouldn't their experience be better if we all went with them? Right? Hey, we can do it. Hang out. Hey, we're going to do the show right here. Just sit there.
Couple
like
dinners.
Oh, it'll be great.
Bring them on the air.
That would be a better trip.
Of course it would be a better trip.
You pick up all the bar tabs.
No.
The swim up pool bar, no. You wouldn't. We wouldn't have a foyer.
So wait, is
tab
this
right is,
a foyer tab?
So do you have when we do the game Saturday, the Red Sox game, is that the last clue or is that when we announce the winner?
That's the last clue, I believe.
Okay, I got it.
Do we announce the winner that date? I don't know.
So that's at 4:30. Do you know what the code word is? I mean,
have one coming up at 4:30 today.
All right.
So you pay attention.
Oh, yeah, we know what it is.
And employees can win.
I'll tell you the code word for Jeremy Renicky yesterday.
Down.
You know what it was?
Wait, say it again.
He's fired.
Ronick.
Ronick.
Ron Renicky.
Jeremy, try that again.
Jeremy Renicky.
He was fired.
For
what? Well, let's take you back. When was this? What was the original date?
Back in December on Barstool Sports.
Okay, this is December. So he's sitting down and he's doing a podcast with Barstool Sports where everything is a little bit looser and they're laughing and they're joking and they're talking about
Stuff. Having fun.
And I thought this
was... What is that? So weird.
I thought this was totally
innocent.
So he
does NBC. First of all, Jeremy is married.
He is married.
And he does NBC with Catherine Tappan. She's the host of the hockey show.
Right.
So her name sort of came up in this.
They're friends and the wives are friends. And they went away to vacation together in Portugal.
Then Catherine says, "Will you shut up?" She starts yelling at me because I play it off like, you know, we're going to bed together every night, the three of us. And, my wife and Catherine are very close friends and they scream and yell at me. But listen, it's worth the yelling. There's no question.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If it really came to fruition, that would really be good. But it's never going to happen.
Okay, I'm waiting. Is that the teaser?
Can I tell you that's the worst part of it? Because I've heard the whole thing, and he was talking about an old woman who was out at the poolside and then jumped into the pool next to them and started asking questions about it. And you know what it is. Some woman's going, "Hey, you with two the hotties?"
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
And he's joking about it.
I would say the last 5 to 10 seconds is where he got in trouble. Because the first part of that,
I'm not so sure.
You know, the first part of it was joking about like a threesome, whatever. It's that last 5 to 10 seconds when he says, "Now, if that really was to come to fruition." So, you know, the beginning part, I don't know. He's just joking around.
I don't have trouble with
Catherine,
that.
Catherine and my wife are very good friends. She's like, "Oh, will you stop, Jeremy?"
Yeah.
But then at the end, when he actually says, "Now,
my wife and Catherine are very close friends," and they scream and yell at me. But listen, it's worth the yelling. There's no question.
Yeah. All right, so end it. That's it. But then he says this.
If it really came to fruition, that would really be good. But it's never going to happen.
Okay, that's fine.
Nothing.
If you
it's
search
nothing.
For
I know
it,
what
fine.
You're saying. I don't. Whatever. I don't think he should have been fired. But it's that last part where he's like, "Now, hey, if it actually happened."
I know, but he wasn't even
it'd be great.
I mean, it's so mild.
It's bravado.
It's joking. It's not even close to being inappropriate.
Here's what I would like to know, because I think
Lou Maloney, Steph, that whole thing that was getting weird.
I don't. Yes, I would agree. Here's what I would like to understand, because I think they've gone too far with this. I don't think he should have lost his job. But what I don't know is Catherine Tappan's feelings. Like, we've known her before. I know she was with her when she's over at Nesson when I first started doing it.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. Is he and his she and his wife very good friends? She's worked with Jeremy. She sort of knows Jeremy, right? Some of these guys that work with the athletes are like, oh, this guy's crazy.
I thought she wrote it off, though.
Well, that's what I mean. If she originally just sat there and said, it's just, I'm not offended one bit. I mean, it's just Jeremy. I know his wife very well. We joke all the time.
We vacation together.
Like, we vacation together. You know, like, I am not offended one bit. And if that's the case, this is ridiculous. I don't, maybe Catherine was offended by it. Maybe it did really bother her. I find that hard to believe that he, you know, that's probably because it's just Jeremy being Jeremy, you know, and now we're in this, like, I understand this age where, like, that's no longer acceptable.
Well, that's probably why she
it's acceptable if you have a good personal relationship with somebody.
Lou, we're talking about
it. But apparently, went too far.
So we're talking about NBC. And she probably, this is Matt Lauer. This is an NBC employee who had a lock, and he could control it with a switch at his desk.
Wait, hold
he
on.
Could do all of this stuff.
Ryan, you're telling me she said it was unacceptable?
Yeah, this
she did make a statement.
This is the statement she made back in December.
You said she wasn't bothered by it.
She originally said that she was not bothered by it and then came out with this statement.
Oh. Which reads, while Jeremy and I continue to be good friends, what he said was unacceptable, especially among workplace colleagues. I do not condone his comments, end quote.
Okay.
What do you think that came from? Okay. That's NBC.
You think he said... you know, crazier things with them in their little group while they were on vacation.
Yes.
I mean, so amongst workplace people, she doesn't work for Barstool
Sports. She works
with
Jeremy Roenick and Mike Milbury. Yeah. I'm sure sometimes the conversation's different.
But you don't think the pressure with NBC, she's working for NBC.
I don't think that she would. You think she'd be forced to say that?
Yes. I think all of the stuff that was going on, let's remember the climate.
You
had the Matt Lauer stuff. You had the Harvey Weinstein stuff. You had all the NBC employees. They were being investigated. Their numerous colleagues were accused of raping. Ronan Farrow was all over NBC at the time. So what is the climate? She's working for NBC. So she gave a statement that was fairly mild, but at least said it's unacceptable. Why? Because it was suddenly unacceptable at NBC. Why it was tolerated for the 25 years before that, no one will know. So she probably had to go along with the program. And if you remember initially, he apologized. He did exactly what NBC told him to do. We're going to suspend you. You know how this works. You need
to
apologize.
Why did you just point to me?
I didn't.
You know how this works.
I want to take this opportunity to apologize to NBC Sports, Catherine Tappan, Patrick Sharp, Anson Carter, for some insensitive comments that I made on a recent podcast. I never meant to offend anyone, and I definitely went too far, and for that, I deeply regret it. I've called everybody involved, and I'm so thankful for their loving and gracious acceptance of my apology, and that includes my family and friends. I've always tried to act professional. Tried to entertain, and this time I went too far. And I will make sure in the future that I'm mindful of people's feelings, the sensitivities of my coworkers, and of all you, my loving fans. I hope to see you on air soon. Hope you can accept my apologies.
The end. He read off of this, and that clearly is being dictated by NBC. And clearly what she said, because she said we're still friends. I'm sorry, if he says something that's really out of line, aren't you going to sit there and say, I can't be friends with somebody like that? He said something that was so bad that the guy was initially suspended and now fired. And do you think Catherine Tappan wanted that? I don't believe she wanted that. But in the climate we're in right now, we have to deal with it. So let's fast forward it to yesterday. NBC had suspended him for all of that time. And what did they do yesterday? They found it in their hearts to go and fire him. Why? What transpired in between? What has gone on? So this is his reaction to being fired.
I'm very disappointed and angry today. I will not be returning to NBC. And though disappointed, I'm also grateful that I've had the opportunity to share my love, my passion, my knowledge of the game with millions of people, millions of fans. And for that, I thank you. Even though I'm leaving NBC, I will not be gone for long. I'll be back better and more motivated to bring you the best entertainment and the best that I have for the game of hockey. I've seen all the support. I've read all the support. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's overwhelming. And for that, I can't wait to see you soon.
Hold on. I got to believe there's got to be more.
None.
There's got to be more because he apologized to two guys also. Was because they are...
he was joking about them. when he was talking on Barstool. Barstool takes you in that direction where you're talking and you feel pretty free about talking about other guys. But it's obvious those other people are friends. He doesn't have major issues that we know of with those other people.
I just feel like maybe there's more to the story than that. Maybe NBC wanted him out anyways, and this was the best they could do was finding cause. I mean, do you not feel like this is a little bit overboard based on – I get the whole Matt Lauer. I think that's a terrible example. I think – Weinstein, all these are terrible examples. Yeah, like,
But that's what NBC is dealing with, that culture.
I know, but
right
that's my point to you, Glenn. Don't you think that there's more to the story? I don't. Listen, it is what it is.
Well, why would
whatever,
you? Whatever.
Because I don't think that's even remotely apologize
it's
worthy.
It's not fair to Roenick, then. It's not apologize worthy.
First of all, if you went on a podcast, if you and your wife or whatever, Steph, whatever, they went and said the same thing. First of all, I would not be offended at all. I would be flattered, okay? Even though I know it would never happen in a million freaking years, the fact that we have a good enough relationship and we're all secure in our relationship to joke around and not get uptight about
it. Well, see, that's
why
that's what
it seems. Super hot.
Well, that's true. That'd be a problem for you.
Find is strange. If his wife and Catherine are very good friends and they vacation together, that...
In another country. Lou, not in like, you know, New Mexico.
She would hear Jeremy Roenick, you know, right talking about this and joking, because Roenick also, I mean, Patrick Sharp was involved in this whole controversy in the podcast as well, because Patrick Sharp, who he does the games with as well, he said that later they spoke about Patrick Sharp's like appearance, physical appearance, and Roenick said, he's so beautiful. I'd have to think about it if he asked me. I wouldn't say no right away.
Okay, what's wrong with
thinking
that?
About, you know,
big muscles.
Would he hook up with him?
I think I've said that about the big fellow over
here. But I'm just saying, so that's
the most
sort
beautiful
of,
eyes I've ever seen.
It's a running gag.
What's the big deal?
I find it hard to believe that Patrick Sharp is offended by those comments.
Absolutely.
But it is strange to think if they were that close, and maybe they weren't. I don't know. Catherine and, like, his wife. That it would lead to that.
Lou, they went together on vacation to Portugal. How can they not be close? Do you go and travel with people that you're not that close with?
You better
with?
Like them both.
Suddenly get on a vacation and go to Europe?
You like, and you have
you
to like them both,
them.
Right?
Yes.
You can't just like one.
Oh, no.
Because you're not devoting all that time.
No, because
time.
You have friends.
You only like one guy.
You have friends that you're friends with.
Husband.
But there's a certain group of friends in that group that you'd go away with. You know what I mean? Like, you got good friends, couples, and I'm sure there might be a couple couples you're like, yeah, I would never go away with them.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that I would.
Yes.
And I can say anything I want around that couple because I feel secure knowing that they know me and they're not going to take anything I say out of context.
Can I just say this? And I know Roenick a little bit. I spent some time with him in the past. I've spent time with him in Vegas, out at the casinos and around, driving around limos and stuff like that.
Of course you
have. He's got an attitude to him. That if you don't know him, you think he's kind of a hard ass, right? He throws stuff at you, but abrasive type of
yeah. But fine. But Milbury, the guy works with
exactly. Milbury's very very much like him, but he's a good guy. I mean, he does it as a joke. Joking. It's a joke what he's doing. No, this is not serious.
I do believe that the comments by Tappan were company. Related.
No,
you have to
you
do
need,
that now.
You, hey, listen. Nope. Hey, listen. We're not. I know you're not upset because I know you're not upset. I know you're still friends. But listen,
we have to think of the other female employees here.
Hold on. These are our standard operating procedures. And based on the red flag that went up, you need to do.
See,
this.
I want you guys to hear the sound again, like in full. Try to understand what I'm saying. Like if the last 10 seconds when he says now, if it was to actually come to fruition. If he had left that part up before he says that, is it this bad? I want you to hear it again.
And she's like, "Are they both with you?" And I said, "Yes, they are." And then Catherine gives
you
me
are lying.
And Catherine says, "Will you shut up?" she starts yelling at me because I play it off like, you know, we're going to bed together every night, the three of us. And you know, my wife and Catherine are very close friends, and they scream and yell at me. But hey, listen, it's worth the yelling. There's no question.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've heard the whole thing.
So that part right there.
I've heard the whole thing.
If
and it
ended
on,
there.
Yeah.
Hold on. If it ended there, what are we talking about?
Probably the same thing.
You think?
Probably
because
the same thing.
You have a problem for some reason with this ending. I don't.
I don't think he has a problem. I don't think he has a problem with it. He's just saying, identify, okay.
I don't think it changes
where
anything.
Where did the red flag go?
I think it's the end.
It's a joke.
We all agree with you, and it's specific to his personality, with a couple that I would say he's pretty tight with.
Who's offended?
I'm not offended. He's not offended.
Catherine initially was not offended.
Well, apparently Kathy,
she wasn't initially
offended. I haven't
found
that anywhere.
Okay, she was not.
I haven't seen that anywhere.
She was not initially.
Nowhere. Has that ever come up?
Well, how do you know? Because she didn't release a statement? How do you know she's not offended?
How do you know she wasn't offended? Where did you find that?
It was out there. People were talking about
it. I haven't seen it anywhere.
Mon, see if you can find it for me.
We'll find it for you, Luke. But she was not really offended by it. And then that right there was more of a statement with NBC. But I find none of it. I think it's harmless. If you're out there and you're on vacation and you're there with your wife and your wife's friend and you say that joke, are you telling me that's going to present a problem for you? And you say that, I just don't buy that.
I maybe it's a Barstool thing. Maybe it's, you know, they just don't want them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. You know,
should this guy be fired? We'll throw it out there. I think we're in such a dangerous time period right now where you say stuff and, you know, you don't have to offend anybody. Nobody. And yet they're going to find a way of just canceling you, just wiping you out, rubbing you out, destroying this guy's reputation. You're right. They would have been better off firing him right now by saying, you know what? We didn't think he was doing a good job on the air. Instead, he's going to be saddled with this going forward, having to get employment.
I think Christian kind of hit on it. I think sometimes you look for a reason to get rid of somebody. I don't know what was going on behind the scenes with Roenick and NBC. I don't know if a contract was coming up. I don't know anything. I don't know if there were other issues, other complaints. I have no clue. But it seems odd, the timing of it, that you know you suspend him and then all of a sudden today you come out, yesterday you come out and fire him. I got to believe there's something else in play here.
Then that's disgraceful. Then you use the whatever you're firing for him, the means you're firing him for, that's what you use as the excuse. You don't have this thing hanging over you. Of all people, of all employers, NBC? Does anybody want to go and look at the history of NBC just in the last 10 years?
They're trying to clean
years?
It up, though, Glenn.
Are you kidding me?
They're cleaning it up.
It's embarrassing. And the guy's got to live with that. All right, should he have been fired? We go to the phone calls coming up next with you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
OMF.
All we need to do here is figure out who these idiots are, and apparently there's three of them.
2 to 6.
How are we going to find these guys?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I'm back here on OMF. Jeremy Roenick fired by NBC. This is 2 months after he was suspended because he went on Barstool Sports Podcast, and he actually was joking about being on a vacation in Portugal with his wife and with Catherine Tappan, and he mentioned a couple of other employees. By the way, go do a Google search about different celebrities talking about threesomes, and you'll see a million of them. Blake Lively, Stephen Belafonte, Mel B, a million of them out there. Because
what does that mean, though?
Well, because when people like
who are they talking about?
Themselves.
With who?
With other people. It's a joke. It's a joke. I mean, come on. How have we suddenly gotten that sensitive? What are we doing in society? He went
they
on
had
vacation.
I feel like they had it out for him.
No question.
To me, it's just, it's just, that's my opinion, by the way. I haven't talked to anybody about that.
Disclaimer?
I'm going to save the disclaimer for later when we tee up some other topics. But, yeah, I feel like they had it out for him because that is just, it's not enough.
Then fire him for not doing his job, being incompetent in his job. Fire him for exactly what you are firing him for. Don't let something like this hang over him. This is not fair. It's not right. Here's Eddie in a car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, I'm wondering if maybe it's a situation where, you know, the ladies over there and, you know, they're all hanging out. And it's funny when, it's happening, you're there, and you're not highly offended by it. But, if it, you know, where he made the mistake was getting on Barstool and retelling this story to the whole world. I mean, is that something he really needed to do? And I got to tell you, even though he was joking, it sounds like he really kind of liked the idea of it. And if it could happen, it's something he would have been.
It's unbelievable. Is it so wrong if he did like the idea? Let's say he really did like the idea.
But don't say it.
Okay. You know what? Fine. You're probably right, Eddie. You know what? Because if you do, whatever you think, wherever you think the line is, take 10 steps back, because that's where it really is. So if you feel like you're working in, you know, in uncharted territory, once you identify where the ledge is, take 20 steps back.
Yeah. It's
who wants to do that? Then that's not real.
Christian radio.
This might be the mildest thing that was said that week on Barstool Sports.
Probably. It's funny, like when you were teeing this up, I was like waiting for it. I was waiting to get angry, to feel dirty. Because I was like, ooh.
Who's offended by it? I want to know who was offended by it other than
I have daughters.
You know why NBC was offended by it? Because they were getting the heat from Ronan Farrow because they let all sorts of improprieties actually happen. Sexual assault behind closed doors with Matt Lauer and his little
Obviously, you know, the background, they wanted to squash it. I mean, again, it's really hard for me to talk about it without knowing how Catherine really felt. To be honest, we're sitting here saying, come on, it was a joke. What if she's listening right now? It's like, no, it wasn't a joke. I actually was offended. Like, I don't know. Do you? Like, I don't know.
No, I do remember initially saying more than that she was friendly.
I'm with the Christian, though. You know, going away to Portugal with them, it's like you are vacationing with a couple. Again, like, you've got friends, you know, a lot of friends out there that you're friends with, couples, whatever, maybe grab a dinner here and there. Would you go on vacation with that group, that couple? Not all of them. There might be a select group in your little circle that you would go on vacation for a week with because you're that close with them or you're that comfortable with them that you could be yourself, that you don't have to think. You got a lot of things. I don't want to go with that couple because they're going to want to do this the whole time, and I'm going to want to do this, and they have to do it their way. I don't want to go out with them, right? So you're close enough to kind of want to go on a trip like that. And I would ask women out there, are you offended if a guy said, I think you're attractive and I would have sex with you?
Yeah, but Lou, I don't think it has anything. I don't think it has anything to do.
Hey, ma'am,
with,
how's that grill?
No, I know that how you present it is everything, right?
I guess
is everything. But if you're attractive,
present it a
guy's
different
like,
way.
Well, you know,
say
what
the
mean?
Same. Say the same thing, Lou, and say it where you would get in trouble. To me. Go ahead. Yeah,
that could be an issue.
You are hot. I'd like to tap that. You know what?
I don't. Or know, like, you could do this. You'd be like, Lou,
you're very attractive.
Lou, you are so attractive.
So didn't he get himself in trouble for doing that with Patrick Sharp? Difference. Apparently that was part of it, right?
Well, he said Patrick Sharp is very attractive.
He
would actually he wouldn't say no right away.
Right.
I mean, it's,
so that's a joke. They're
all a joke.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah, but,
and if it's not, that's okay too.
But I think the biggest problem here is that NBC is looking at their own issues. All of the things that they did not take care of, the women that they did not protect that were working for them, and suddenly they're going to be offended to the point where they have to fire this guy for this statement that was made while they were vacationing in Portugal?
Let me hear Jeremy Roenick on Patrick Sharp, this part of the podcast.
He is so beautiful. I'd have to think about it if he asked me.
Yeah,
I'd have to think about it.
Oh, God, yeah.
I swear, I would have
to. I'd let him hit me right in the seat.
I wouldn't say no right away. Sharpie is one of the greatest guys on the planet. I played with him in Philly. He's one of my best friends. And I just think he's great. I think he's been great for NBC.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
And, you know, him and Jonesy do well together. But it's nice. It's good to have, again, you know, a beautiful face that talks well, that knows the game, because it's totally the opposite when me and Anson get on there. It's
where's
the
beautiful face is
guy.
Patrick Sharp, by the way, not Catherine Tappan. Patrick.
Okay,
Sharp.
So do you see a red flag in that, in those comments?
I think Patrick Sharp would be offended.
Oh my God!
No, I don't.
He is so beautiful.
He's and that's the thing. Like that sort of tells where the conversation's going. Like the jokey stuff about Patrick Sharp. You know, and I think what he said about Sharp and how valuable he is to the broadcast, he said about Catherine as well on that podcast. Again, I don't know how Catherine feels about it.
I don't know. I'm guessing here.
Was she pressured into that statement by the company? Did they say,
yes,
just read this? We put a statement together and Was there any pushback? Like, I don't want to read this. Well, you know, I'm good friends with Jeremy and his wife. We were just joking around.
But understand what NBC had been going through. And so NBC is sitting there going, you know, Catherine, you've got to make a statement here. And so what she was doing is she was protecting women and at the same time saying she's friends with the guy. She didn't say I'm no longer friends with the guy. Okay? So she's going to, she's got to protect her job there at NBC. Let me take Mike from Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, yeah, two quick things. Cancel culture, usually like if you're like a Tucker Carlson, if you're getting good ratings, you just ride the storm and it goes away. And I didn't hear the thing about Catherine Tappan because you think if she's a friend of his, she'd come out and say, yeah, we're friends, we joke around. She goes, I'd never go with him. Look how ugly he is. You know, she's joking around about it, but that would have went a long way.
Well, I know it didn't go that way, though.
Well, she said they were friends.
She released a statement.
She said they were friends.
I know. At the same time, saying it felt it was inappropriate.
Yeah, because she's working for NBC,
I agree.
And there's an issue there. We see this.
Are you that sure that she wasn't offended? That's all I'm saying. I'd love to dive in and say this is absolutely ridiculous. She's not offended at all. They're obviously close friends, and I'm leaning towards that. But then again, I don't know.
Well, that's what my point is, that this cancel culture that we're in right now, this is what people are doing. So Catherine is probably fearful of her job. I mean, she was.
I just feel like there's got to be something else.
So if she came back and said, no, it's no big deal, guys. We're good friends. You think that she'd be afraid of losing her job?
Maybe she said that privately to NBC, and NBC said, well, what about all of the other women? This is offensive.
And
she goes, you know what?
Them.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You're the face.
Right. I hear what you're saying. Maybe it is. So why don't you come back and say you're friends with him and you're still friends, but.
It was extremely inappropriate.
Which will help us fire him? Which is what you
I don't think
they told her. I don't know how she feels now that he's fired. Maybe she feels differently.
She feels like she's the blame.
Right. Maybe she was used. Maybe she feels that way right now. I just find
a lot
it,
of maybes.
But that's Lou, all. I find it hard to believe she went on vacation and apparently
I agree.
He claims they went on other vacations together.
That's the strange part. I would agree.
Best friends. She hasn't seen this action before. This is what he is. That's his personality. He doesn't mean anything mean by it. He's a joker. That's what he does.
I know, but you know, based on the relationship, you mentioned NBC like crazy. It happened in December. It's now, what, February? I mean, come on. How much time had to go after the apology? It's usually, okay, we're moving on. You're taking the Astros approach. Nothing to see here. We don't need to do it anymore, right?
Okay, but if you don't like him because of the job he's doing or he's a pain in the ass, you fire him for that reason. You don't fire him and not bring him back on the air. You had suspended him for his actions on Barstool Sports, and now you're firing him for those actions. Hey, you should know better than anybody that there's a cloud over you when something like that.
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying is it's not fair. It really is just not fair.
No.
It is not fair.
I think the timing of it is strange. Yeah, and at first I would say that I had a hard time believing that Catherine would be upset over that, seeing that they're that close, you know. So that's my opinion. That I have a hard time believing that she'd be that upset over it.
Yeah, but look at what NBC was going through at the time.
What do you mean? This was December, December,
yes.
And this.
Yeah, Ronan Farrow was all over them, guys. This was major stuff that was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, but Al. Matt Lauer was years ago.
Yes, there were a lot of other stories.
Anything happened recently in the last 3 months?
No, but they're making sure the next thing that happens will be handled properly and swiftly. Why wait 2 months?
Right.
I don't know.
We're giving away a trip to Aruba. We're going to give you the latest code word coming up next. Plus, we've got another episode of Gronk desperately needs to play football. Please, Gronk, play football. Coming up next.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, I'm going to try again. See if I can get it. Wait,
your fingers
wait,
ready.
For it. Yeah. Wait, I'm getting my hands ready.
Yep, there you go.
Wait.
Ready?
One, two, three, four. Damn it!
Missed it again.
God, I was way out in front.
You're awful at this.
I was late
really
that time.
I was way out in front.
Put the air guitar. You want to try that? Maybe
no, I
want to
do the drum. I want to do the drum
solo.
You're
not good at it. All right, gentlemen, you can listen every day, 8:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 4:30 in the afternoon, which it is shortly after that right now.
Okay.
For your chance to win a trip to Aruba. So here you go. You ready for the code word?
I'm ready for the code word. Okay. What do we do with the code word?
You visit weei.com/Aruba. That's weei.com/Aruba. And you enter the code word, and this code word today is waves.
Waves.
W-A-V-E-S, waves. Right now, for a chance to win, it's an all-inclusive five-night, six-day trip for two to Aruba. You're going to stay at the DV Village Golf and Beach Resort. It's You're going to have access to 10 freshwater pools. They offer everything from water slides, and they get the quiet little adult areas where
it's not really quiet.
Stuff happens over there. And then you get the swim-up bars. So enter the code word WAVES right now, weei.com/Aruba. Your chance to win a getaway to Aruba, one happy island.
Mm.
Your next chance to win comes tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. on the Greg Hill Show. It's all brought to you by DV Village Golf and Beach Resort and WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right.
I love Gronk. I think Gronk was terrific here. I think he was a great football player. He's a Hall of Famer. He's the greatest tight end to ever play. The rest of this stuff he's doing in his life, oh, my God.
You hate this. You're so affected by this.
It's beneath him. So Lou watches the Masked Singer. I don't watch it.
No.
And then Lou's been doing this like every week. We'll get a text at, you know, at 8:30. Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe what Gronk's doing now. So Gronk
is so obvious.
He's the white tiger. And he still, they don't know his identity, though they know his identity.
Wait, hold on. Wait, they gave you three options last night, and they were just, the other two were fake. The guy that's, God.
Oh, my God, it was Fabio and Joe Manganiello.
Yes, it was Fabio.
Who exactly? Who's Joe Manganiello?
He's married to the girl from Modern Family. Yeah,
that's last week fame. He's Charles married to somebody else?
Charles Haley, I think was one of the guesses.
Charles Haley, yeah, because it was football, right?
Yeah, well, because when this one started, they said our contestants, 12 contestants, have 9 Super Bowl appearances among them.
Yeah. So this is Gronk last week doing a little bit of good vibrations. And by the way, when you see him and his moves and his dancing moves, there's no question this
just
is Gronk.
Yeah. Hear him.
Yo, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I'm going to get mine, so get yours. I want to see sweat coming out the court. The vibrations, good luck, sun-kissed. Many want to know who's done this.
Yeah, so you can, I think you can tell, right? Okay. I think you can tell.
Okay.
Right?
So
I mean,
even admittedly,
how's it not Rob Gronkowski?
Well, vocally, it's easy to
sounds just
to
like
identify
it.
His voice.
And then you see him dance.
Yeah, I'm opposite of Glenn. I watched it last night because you sent that text out, and I was laughing my ass off. Because he's such a clown, and he's just
the problem.
He is so playing this character up. It is ridiculous.
So we weren't even watching it, but Lou can't help himself, and he's texting because you won't believe it. And so we all
He's
coming up next. And so the white tiger last night. This is a guy who's got zero voice. And when you have no voice, what do?
You rap.
You do a Freddie Mercury song. Why not? Right? Really do a stretch. This is Gronk last night. Oh,
man. Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got money on your face. Your big disgrace. Tucking your chin on the place. Singing. We will.
Song's easy.
Sing it. Your big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Sing it.
Hold on. See, here's the thing. I don't know. Basically, it's a Freddie Mercury song.
Yeah.
But it's still more of a rap than actually singing. Now, if he was singing We Are the Champions, I'd say you have a better case. But all this is another version of rap.
Yeah.
He's speaking the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's crowd, and he's including the crowd. Oh, look at the crowd. Look what they're doing. They're all into it. What a performer.
They love his performance.
They don't like
the voice.
No, it's fixed.
You know, he's done the sprinkler now 2 or 3 weeks in a row.
Yes.
He's done the running man, the pelvic thrusts, just arms are in the air all the time.
It's so obvious it's Gronk. It's so obvious.
This is Freddie Mercury.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man.
Talking the lyrics.
I mean, this is Gronk.
Of course.
No, more than
you're a young man, high
No, they are not close.
Christian. No, hold on.
Freddie Mercury is singing.
I never said they were close or comparable. The point is that song, it is more of a talking, rapping song, or it's close to it, than an actual, you know, him singing. That's my point.
Agreed.
So that's a safe song for him to pick.
I think they
the whole crowd does the stomping, clapping thing.
Yeah.
And the judges, oh my God, he's totally, every time he gets the crowd into it.
You got the judges?
Every single time.
Kenny McCarthy knows who it is. There's no question.
They all know who it is.
Yeah, they all do. It's fixed, guys.
I mean, every time without fail, he delivers. What I love about White Tiger is you just, like, go for any note. We're like, it doesn't even matter, right? We're just like, we're just going
for it.
We're free.
Any note. It doesn't matter.
I mean, listen, there's only three people moving on to the Super 9. And I hope you're one of them.
Yeah.
Because we are in love with you.
We are in love with you.
It sounds like love.
I love it. You know, from the very first start, when we first saw you, you gave us clues of obviously an athlete or some type of competitor.
Yeah.
And then I saw in the new clue package, it's the quarters. Then I went, duh, he's a football player. So I still think Rob Gronkowski.
Wait, quarters?
I don't get that.
I thought you were playing quarters. It's a clue package.
Oh.
Playing quarters, Christian. That's how it works.
Seven DBs.
Quarters coverage. Actually, quarters coverage doesn't imply seven DBs. It's four across. They each have a quarter of the field.
Gronk got eliminated, right? He's done.
Nope.
There's no way that was...
He moved on to the finals. They eliminated. Apparently, they feel like Chaka Khan is worse singer than Rob Gronkowski because she got voted off.
She was terrific.
Because they want him to stick around. They all know
it's
who
fixed.
It is.
It's all fixed.
It's just weird because it really never had to be fixed before. There hasn't been a guy like this that's stuck around.
I see. So here's...
this is what he's become.
That's Mutt.
I will rock you.
It's pathetic.
This is what...
I got to wait like a month before you see him again, though.
Yeah, but hold on.
Yeah, because they got another crew coming in or something.
But it is hilarious, too, because I think everybody knows,
I think
that he knows everybody knows, because when the judges are speaking, he's just playing it up, he's licking his paws, he's doing this whole thing, and he's got this whole dance, and then they pan to the crowd, and the crowd does the whole row.
Well, every time somebody guesses Rob Gronkowski, which is you never ever see before in the show, the other panelists, whatever, are always like, well, you know, I mean, yeah, it could be, but we've been wrong before.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no guarantee that it could be him. We have been wrong. We thought so-and-so was so-and-so, and it was really this person. So you never know, and they're just trying to, like, they all know who it is.
They all know who Chaka Khan was.
But they're just trying to figure out.
Yeah, but I guessed her.
Well, how are you going to say that they're fixing it and rigging it when they allow the public to vote? They would never rig those votes. They would never. Are you telling me I've been lied to?
Yes, you've been lied to. You know what? It probably is more likely that Chaka Khan was off because she's going on tour next week, and so her schedule doesn't accommodate.
I give you
theirs.
Two episodes. Right. Vote me off the third.
Yeah, that's
done.
True though.
Right. Right. That's
because I would say the deal was probably like, listen, I got to make it to the end.
Right.
If I make it to the end, I'll do it for X amount of dollars. Oh. But you tell me this is what Chaka Khan wants to do to launch a tour? Chaka Khan, right? We're talking about the same person. Long career, bunch of great hits.
Yeah, but
the Chaka Khan.
But
the fact that she's regulating herself to this show.
The B and C circuit right now, though, right? Doing the smaller venues, the B and C circuit, right?
So wait, could she fill out the Wilbur?
No, but Kirk Minahan can. Twice.
In three minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Good for him.
How did we get tickets to that show?
I got him.
Did you?
Of course you did. He likes you best.
He's a robot.
We're going as a wolf.
Oh, we all get to go.
We're going to sit in the front row.
I am going to scalp
him. I would like to get tickets.
And we're going
to
mock him.
Should we go to the first or second showing?
I go to the late show when all the drunks are there.
I want
to
go. I want to go.
We're going to mock them in the front row. Yeah.
And you know there's got to be a meet and greet, right? There's got to be a meet and greet where like you go backstage.
I'll pay extra
for
that.
VIP.
VIP.
Sporty R. McKenzie here, and I love you.
Maybe what do you think that VIP looks like?
Maybe we go up for a second.
What do you think that VIP looks like?
Kind of like the Whiny Awards.
Hey, we banged out the wing.
In reality, he's basically stealing all your bits.
I didn't look at it that way. He's in an attic right now doing a podcast.
I'll say this. I'll give him credit.
Give the ISDN line.
I'll give him credit banging it out.
Silly little podcast sold out in 3 minutes. And then 6 minutes for the second night.
Yeah, so are we all on board? We're all going.
I'm going.
Now, does anybody know somebody where we can get some free tickets?
I don't know anyone.
I feel like as former athletes, we don't like paying for anything.
We should go.
Right? Glenn's got a lot of money.
Can we get on the list?
I think there were 500 people probably that are already selling them on the secondary market today. They bought them.
How many people does that hold? How many does it hold?
1,100.
I tried to go up to Canada to do some fishing last week, but I couldn't find the place where they were going.
It was a snowstorm. You couldn't get there. How did Kirk get there? Kirk must have got dropped in with like an airplane or helicopter.
Yeah, he was
not going to drive with like his crew.
No, with those guys.
He would never do that.
I'm in. I want to sit in the front row.
Yeah, we'll sit in the front row with disguises.
Yeah.
You know what we'll go as? I'll go as Dale.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
No, who can I go as? I would go as...
Do a Dale face,
Dale
mask.
What? I know what I'm going to go as.
What?
I'm going to go as... You ever seen Dorf on Golf?
Oh, yes.
Tim Conway?
Yes, the little,
I'm going to go as Tim Benz.
Little legs, yeah.
I'm going to go as Tim Benz.
I'm going to see if Mike's got a plus one. I'm going to see if I can go with him.
Yeah. Tyler, didn't you say you knew what they did? What do they do at these events? What do they do?
Well, actually, Kirk's producer acknowledged that Vivid Seats uses robots to buy up tickets. So,
it's not sold out.
It's sold out technically.
I saw it on Twitter.
So, the belief is that the robots at Vivid Seats use robots to sell the tickets. Yes.
So, you sell them on the secondary market?
Oh, yeah,
so
it drives up the price.
Okay,
so
we'll buy them on the secondary
for everybody.
So, it won't necessarily, at this point, when we show, it won't necessarily be packed, right?
I mean, I think there's tickets going to be available here.
How much are tickets?
On StubHub right now, it's $120.
$120?
$120?
Get in price on StubHub, $120.
And I'm sure all the money goes to a charity, right?
Sponsor doing their work.
All the money goes to a charity
no,
event.
No. All in Kirk's pocket.
Fourier is 25 for 25? Can we donate a portion to the...
All right, I'm in.
Hit him up for a portion of
those. Should we go the first night or second night?
I would call and ask Kirk to help us out with tickets, but he'd probably put us in the back row.
He'll be calling us.
I want balcony seats.
No, I don't want balcony.
I want what's row. the old Muppet show? Yeah. Waldorf or whatever those two guys, Stadler.
No, do they have like one of those? No, but do they have one of those, like, you know, the balconies right above stage where like it's just for like four or five people?
Yes.
We could just sit up
I
there.
I want the balcony.
Yes.
I want to be able to look down.
We can wave to everybody.
You mean the sidebar like Abraham Lincoln said?
I want to be on the show. How do we get on set?
Yeah. Maybe pay extra. I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's part of the deal. Maybe even pay extra.
As long as I can be home by 9.
That's good, though. Good for him.
Well, you'd have to go to the early show.
I want to be in bed by 10.
But good for him. He sold out two shows really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
God, we should probably think of doing something really cool.
Is Callahan competing over at the Wang Center? Is he selling a show over there?
He's the opening act.
Oh, you should go with Jerry. Glenn, call Jerry. He's got tickets. Right?
Yeah, we can call Jerry and see if he's got the tickets all.
Really?
Shut up.
Last question.
Is Trenny going?
I don't think Trenny's going.
You don't think Trenny's a keynote speaker?
I'm in.
I don't think Trenny's
going. I told you. I'm down. I just want balcony seats.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Say something funny. Make me laugh.
Just heckle him all night.
Think he's not going to get heckled anyways? is it kind of like going in to watch a Rocky Horror picture show?
Oh, like the audience. It's like their scripted crowd participation.
Like the audience kind of engages and they start singing and dancing. And they, you know, is that kind of how it is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like Kirk says Jerry and everybody screams, backstabber.
Yeah. You hold up pictures and you give everybody nicknames?
I'm saying that's what it is. That's what the script
was. They hated Jerry before. Now it's okay to like it. Now they love him. Right? Well,
Kirk told him.
One of us.
Yeah.
Kirk said, okay, time out. Stop like hating Jerry. Him. Now that he's out of there, you can like him now. Everybody loves him.
This argument sucks.
All right, so we're all in.
I'm in.
We're in.
I want to go.
We're all in.
Congrats.
Good so job selling see, I feel bad for Gronk. You don't. You think this is good. I think he's making... He's making
I would say this. I know initially I was, but when I watched it, because I just watched the clips and I didn't see the whole show, he is so milking this for all it's worth. And it is going to run out. Like, it is going to run out because you can only be, like, if they had the gong show or one of these old match games where
like the gong
they had
show. The,
remember, like, when I was a kid and I was sick, I would always stay home and that, you know, daytime TV at all the game shows. And it was the same old,
Michael Strahan.
Washed up.
Remember the
he's not hosting anything. He can never be
like
on Good
Strahan
Morning
does
America.
Like, but the pyramid, right? They brought that pyramid game back.
He would only be a guest. He's a bit part. He's a role player.
We've already seen him as a guest
how
on that show, as a matter of fact.
I don't know. You tell me.
The further you get away from football, the fewer people are going to remember you. I don't know where this goes. You've got to develop a skill, don't
could
you?
He be,
you've got to be an actor. You've got to be a host. I mean, Michael Strahan is no longer viewed as a professional athlete.
He's one in a million.
Yeah. I get that. But what is Gronk?
Could he be Webster's dad?
No.
These triangular shaped things.
Why wouldn't
they build them? They're huge.
Oh, putts.
No, they're huge.
Why wouldn't he be doing acting by now? He's been out of football for a long time. Why wouldn't
he? Needs. Okay, let's just for example.
There's a honeymoon period. Use,
you're saying like a real actor?
No,
on a real
not me.
Sitcom?
He is.
No.
I asked him.
He's got to do something.
He is Mongo from Blazing.
He's not Mongo.
Mongo only pawn in Game of Life.
What are you talking about?
That is who. That's the roles he's
that's
getting.
That's a tough line.
Mongo like candy.
I don't know if he pulled that off.
A lot more now.
Terry Bradshaw, Cannonball Run. Okay, those bit roles.
But he's not doing any of that. That's my point.
He just retired.
Hey, this Masked Singer thing is going to take off.
Stop it.
It's going to open up doors. He's going to open up a whole new world for him.
That's what it is.
The Masked Singer. It's about that time. He's a D celebrity on The Masked Singer because he can't sing. They have to supplement the other people who can actually sing. He's not singing. See, to me, this is how long does this last? I feel bad for him because I like the guy. And he's a great football player. Come back to football.
He's never played
on 20 pounds. Come
never
back to football.
Never playing football again.
Play football.
I would say he could easily milk this for the next 10 years.
Animals have humps on their back.
Canoes.
Canoes.
It'll be funny when he's 60.
We have another hour to go. Fourier had such a strong opinion, the world is probably ending. I don't know if you've heard about it, but we have breaking news for you coming up next.
The continent where the Nile runs.
Egypt.
The big old place. I am blank American. I'm blank American.
African.
And I got to give it to the big fella over here.
Blank American.
He is big on Fox News. He is big on FS1. He is big in Australia. We get to all of that. Your phone calls coming up in the final hour. 30 minutes commercial free next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.